drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man. Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Eric Oakley, right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid cast. Always filling up your glass with that Detroit Kool-Aid.
Drink it in, man.
Side of cornbread.
Cornbread!
Make it a double.
Cornbread!
And you're probably like, Oakley, why are you filling up the Kool-Aid? We just came off a terrible.
That's terrible.
Thanks, Charles. A terrible loss in Carolina. But I'm here to tell you that I've got a Honolulu Blue and silver lining. You see what I did there ahead? And that's because I got a great guest on the show today. He's noted Bears honk. I mean, expert, journalist, podcast, king of all podcasting, Joey Christopoulos at Joey Sports Guy. He's back on the show. He's ready to talk Lions, talk Bears, talk about where our football teams are at, and preview this huge upcoming game for the Lions on Sunday. We'll see how he's feeling about his football team. Joey, you're back, man. How you doing?
Derek, happy to be back. Thank you for having me. Happy holidays, Lions Nation. Bears, Lions, I wish we had the horses to make this an interesting week. But this is good news for the Lions, and I'm happy to talk about it with you here today.
Well, thank you, man. Like you say, your team's a bit down, but our team, this is huge. So we'll get to that. Lots of other hijinks and stuff throughout the show, as you guys know I like to do. Joey plays along, which I appreciate. You guys got to go give him that follow at Joey Sports Guy on Twitter. Check out his pods on the Believe, BLEAV Podcasting Network. All the other good work that this man is up to. He's always doing big things. And Joey, that brings me to our first segment here. I thought we'd go to the past a little. I thought we'd turn the clock back. Maybe to, I don't know, May, when you came on the pod and you, said this.
I have you guys losing to us and Green Bay to finish out your season.
What?
Our final two games of the year is obviously at Lions, Minnesota. I have those both as wins. So they win. The Bears win four in a row. They lose three in a row. And then they win their last two. So basically, I have the Bears sweeping the Lions, I got them splitting with the Vikings, and I got them getting swept by the Packers. As it stands right now in mid-May, late May, I got them at 10-7, the Chicago Bears right now. You could easily probably push me a couple games in the down direction. I don't know if I could probably get myself to the 11 or 12 space of the Bears. So I think the high ceiling for the Chicago Bears team right now is probably a 10-7, and that's where I'm sitting at.
Hold on, Joey, before you respond, let me kind of reply to that 10 win mark you put up for your team. Well, what do you got to say for yourself, man, with that take?
So first of all, I still predicted that the Packers are going to beat you guys in the last week of the season, so we'll see how that goes on that one. We haven't played the second game with the Vikings yet. And look, you know, obviously this season – we were 2-1, and we've gone 1-13 since.
What about the 10 wins?
Did anyone see that coming in May? I don't think anyone did. And if you go back and you look at it, obviously we had opportunities against the Giants. We had turnovers late in the game. We lost that one. We were beating the Vikings in the fourth quarter. Lost that one. Lost to the Commanders on the half-yard line. Lost that one. Lost to the Dolphins by 3 points. Lost to you guys by 1 point over an extra point miss. Lost by 3 points to the Falcons. I mean, look, like, it is what it is, right? I mean, we were at 1-3-4, and obviously the basement kind of fell out, and then we traded guys. So, you know, obviously I'll sit on my own take, and I'll roast in my own juices on this one. But clearly, yeah, the season didn't go quite as what we thought it was, And but now we're shooting for possibly the number one pick. A good consolation prize for sounding like an idiot in May.
Oh man, so that was you in May. Now we're gonna have a little more fun with this before we get into some of our other segments. Let's hear what I had to say about your Bears heading to Ford Field. I don't know, this Sunday. Back in May as well. Your Bears will come to Ford Field. The Lions will smash the Chicago Bears. They will beat them by double digits. You heard it here first. It's going to be ugly for your team. That's another dub. It's going to be ugly for your team. That's what I said. Do you think that is? I mean, we don't have to give away your whole prediction now, but what about my bravado that I showed way back then? I mean, gosh, that was just spot on, I think.
Yeah, we're not going to go final score here just yet. Everyone's got to stick around till the end of the pod. But no, that prediction right now is 1,000% correct. I do think if you're people that enjoy putting a couple of greenbacks on some games, you know, I think over 8.5, over 9.5, that's not the worst play in the world right now with a Bears team that is looking more interested in putting players on IR and putting them on the shelf than probably suiting them up and putting them on the field for this game coming up. So in terms of the game in Ford Field, I mean, look, and here's the thing, right, is we played each other, what, a month ago? And the Chicago Bears team is already so completely different than the team that, you know, lost by 1 point to you guys about a month ago. You know, we're down two receivers. We're down two more offensive linemen. Our offensive line wasn't good in the first place. We're putting our secondary guys on IR. Our middle linebacker who came in for Roquan is now on IR. So, I mean, it's already a different team completely.
And I just want to double back and make sure that time when the Lions went to Chicago and beat your Bears, that was when you noted in the first clip that you were going to sweep the Lions, right? So that didn't quite work out the way you thought. Just checking. Am I correct? Factually correct there?
you were correct. We were kicking your guys' ass. I know that you guys are liking to swim in the playoff aspiration pool right now. Well, we were kicking your ass by 10 points. We missed an extra point there. And look, our defense sucks, dude. I mean, go pull up the clip where I called that on the pod last time before we played each other about how awful our Bears defense is. And that came to fruition, and you guys came back and won. And, yeah, who knows what happens if Cairo Santos misses an extra point. He's missed 6 already this year. You know, maybe we're playing in overtime. Maybe it's a different story. But, you know, that was a huge moment for you guys. Because, you know, obviously that was one cog in this huge tidal wave of momentum that you've been able to build from going 1-6 to, you know, where are you now? Were you 7-7 now? Are we 7-7 or 7-8 right now? 7-8.
Seven and eight after that Carolina game. Now, I just want to remind all the people, I have not prepped Joey on any of this. I've basically sabotaged him with these clips. He's rolling with the punches, yet I do think his feathers are getting a little ruffled. So let's continue with the audio drops. So Joey, back in May, we heard you were at 10 wins for your Bears. You were going to do up the Lions twice. You were going to do X, Y, and Z. Let's see what you had to say in July.
So I still see the Bears in that 6-7. If they win 8 games, I think we should be elated as Bears fans. If you're a Lions fan, I think 7 is pretty acceptable, but I would be a little disappointed. That 8-9 area, I think, is what you guys really should be shooting for this year.
Excellent take on the Lions, yet somehow your Bears prediction went from 10 to 6, maybe 7, 8 elation. What happened, bro?
Yeah, Derek, did you notice 2 months later when you start to see what they did in free agency, my win total eventually slowly began to drop more and more?
Yes, I noticed.
And if you actually made it all the way to September, I'm sure the Lions fans did, and I actually called 6 before the season began. And we're not even getting close to that. And look, I'm willing to take it, man, because I'll be honest with you. This is one of the funnest three-win seasons I've ever been a part of. I don't ever want to be a part of one again. But if this does lead to us, obviously, at the top of the draft, with that flexibility to either take, you know, hopefully a game changer either on the defensive end or do what you guys did. I mean, look, a big part of what you guys are going through right now, what you guys are going to continue to enjoy next year, is that you were able to turn an asset, in your case, Matthew Stafford, in our case, a number two, maybe number three, maybe even number one pick, you turn that asset into multiple picks for multiple years. And that's where the Lions are trending right now, and that's what the Chicago Bears want. So hopefully that's going to be in the cards for us in the offseason.
Joey, we like that Kool-Aid, whether it be blue or orange.
Drink it in now.
but I'm not done with the audio clips. You then doubled down on your Lions take, your Lions Kool-Aid take, which you know I love. I got to play on the show.
I mean, you know, if you guys, from the Lions perspective, I think you guys should have some pretty solid expectations. And dare I say, maybe possibly talking about wild card implications in late November or December.
Ooh, hold on. I got drops for that, too. Hold on. I'll get it here somewhere. We've got Choppy's woo-wee we got to get for that.
Woo-wee!
There it is. I mean, that deserves like a Family Feud strike. Oh, wait, no, that's when on your other takes. This would be that take about the Lions. Oh, my goodness. That was spot on. Thank you so much for believing in our team. And we are right there where you said we'd be.
Well, look, Derek, man. All right, obviously, we all know that I'm a Bears fan, right? I'm going to root for the Bears through and through, and sometimes in May I'm going to pick them to win 10 games when they're actually going to win 3. I digress, though. But look, man, we've been doing this pod for a while together, and you and me, over the last year and a half, we've talked about how this ascension is coming for the Lions, and hopefully the transition that my Bears team is going through is going to also, you know, it's also going to, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to culminate in our two teams being up top of the NFC North for years to come. And look, man, this is a huge reason why I don't think I was able to say it on your pod, but I've been saying it on Believe NFL Live. You know, when the Lions were 1-6, I was calling for Dan Campbell's job. And it wasn't because I think Dan Campbell was necessarily a bad leader. Some of his coaching decisions can be easily criticized. But at 1-6, there was no reason in the world that the collection of talent on the offensive line and what you had with an Aiden Hutchinson type on the other side and with, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, a great combo running back team, there was no reason why you guys should have been 1-6, right? That was ridiculous. And, you know, obviously, you know, I'm happy that you guys are seeing some success now. And these last two games are going to be so interesting. I think you can chalk the Bears game up to a win, which leads to this awesome, amazing Lions versus Packers week 18 matchup, which I absolutely can't wait to watch. But, you know,
hold on.
We'll see what happens. My final thought on it is, man, I just hope that you guys aren't going to be, there is going to be an element of going into this offseason kicking yourselves in the ass a little bit with how you started the first 2 months of this season.
Joey, hold on. We're not even out of the seg one because I got one more. I got one more God. Beauty for you to listen to. I know you moved on to the future of our team. You buttered up the Lions fans with those positive takes, which we appreciate, even though we know they're faulty somewhat coming from Chicago. I want you to hear this. People always bring up when I get things wrong, when I do a hot take that might be a little incorrect, maybe when I've had a little too much of that Detroit Kool-Aid with some of my predictions, maybe my rants, the things I do on the show. Take a listen to what I had to say about your Bears as a friend in May. Let me help you out as a friend. I mean, I always like you coming on the show. I always like you listening to my Kool-Aid takes back and forth. So as a friend, I just want to tell you, buckle in, buddy, because I think you're in for a very rough season, and I've been through quite a few on this end. I see the Bears winning less than 5 football games. I see them winning maybe 3 football games in total. And being at the top of the draft, like you said, you put my Lions at 7. I mean, I always say the schedule starts at 10 and works its way up. But if I'm a common thinker here, I'm thinking 7, 8, 9 is where they would like to be this year. And then a boost the following year where we really come on the scene. But I think you're in for one this year, buddy. And, you know, I'm just trying to prepare you in advance. So I thought I'd throw that out. And I'm just so excited about my Lions as I always am. Win, lose, or draw. Joey Christopoulos, what do you got to say about that? Where I was spot on back in May about your team.
And Green Bay to finish. I mean, Derek, listen, the tape doesn't lie, man.
No,
the only thing that I'm thinking about right now is that, like, what rational, normally functioning person picks their favorite team to win 3 games?
exactly. Like, but I wake up
each day on the right side of the bed. I try and have a smile on my face. And what my right mind in May, would I, with summer, on the cusp of summer, ever want to pick my Chicago Bears to win 3 games? But no, man, look, you made a very astute call. And look, man, I think this is a really, I mean, I learned this, especially this year. And I think anyone that's listening right now that's a fan of their NFL team, they can always, You know, you can always kind of talk yourself into what the ideal scenario kind of looks like for your team. And then you kind of begin start playing the games and you go like, oh shit, Byron Pringle is our second receiver. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh man, I think we're a little short. I feel like I do this with baseball all the time too as well. Where like you look at a lineup and you're like, eh, we don't need home runs. We're just going to get base hit after base hit. And then after, you know, the 6 weeks of baseball, it's 2-1 and you can't hit a home run to save your life. And you're like, oh yeah, now that all makes sense. But no, man, good call, dude. Good call on your part. I got to give it to you, man. I got to give it to you.
All right. So Joey, here's the thing. Where do I start? First of all, you've dropped a couple A bombs on the show. You dropped an S bomb. I mean, what do you think? Your chops on the show? He dropped this a few weeks ago.
I don't want your Bula Bula support when it comes to Jared Goff. You don't get to join the Goff train. You're off, bro. You're off.
He says I can't be on the Goff train. We know you're not on the train. Second of all, you snuck in the sport we shall not speak of, and I tried to get in on you, but I can never get in, so you actually got it on the show. I'll probably have to edit and beep that out later, because you know we don't talk about that on a show about football. And third of all, I can't say that I'm the only wise man to say what I said. I was spot on. I had your team predicted right. I had the victories. You tried to help me before when my team wasn't ready to win. I was at 10 wins or more, but I'm not the only one to say it. I mean, this was previously said by another wise human being.
The Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they
Denny.
Were.
Get them, Denny.
The Bears are who we thought they were. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown them. But they are who we thought they were.
Oh, me and Denny, we knew. But enough fun, Joey. I don't want to get you hot over there on the any more curse words here on the show. It's a family show. But how about we, instead of talk about the past and talk about what we said, what we did, what we thought, what we guessed, what our predictions were, how about we talk about the future? How about we talk about the future of your Chicago Bears? How about you talk about the future of our Detroit Lions? Now, you kind of mix those takes in 3-4 times when you're trying to move past my first segment where I had a bunch of fun with you and our old voices on the show. But now, I just want to know your overall heartbeat. Are you pumped for 2023? Are you going to kill the draft? Are you going to get free agents? Are the Lions going to double up next year and be big dogs? Or are they going to fall back a bit? Where are you at with all this? Let's move this thing forward to the future.
Let's start with Chicago Bears, right? So here for those that may not be too familiar, because clearly you're wrapped up in Lions football, which you have every right to do. The Chicago Bears are walking into next season with $125 million in cap space. The whole idea this year was to have, we have over $55, $60 million worth of dead cap money. I mean, the Denver Broncos are looking at us right now being like, how can we do that with Russell Wilson? So we have a lot of money to spend. We also have the possibility that we might have number three, number two, number one pick in the draft. And depending on who wants to draft a quarterback, that does create a lot of flexibility where we could take a defensive player. And I would love to hear your take, maybe not on this pod, but in the future, a Jalen Carter versus Will Anderson perspective. I would love to hear yours on that at some point. But it creates a certain amount of flexibility. And from my vantage point is I'm incredibly excited. Now, does this mean that we turn it around immediately next year? A little bit of a to be continued there, in my personal opinion, because man, our defensive line is so terrible. Derek, we have 18 sacks on the season right now. Last year, Robert Quinn set a franchise record with 18 and a half by himself. We have 18 sacks right now. We have the worst offensive line in pass pro in football, and yet somehow we're the best rushing team in the NFL. So what does that mean? It means that whether you want to try and say, oh, we're a great running team, our offensive line needs a ton of work. And I think in general, you know, we just need to continuously try and get more weapons around Justin Fields. And I can smell the taunt coming, Derek. So I'm just going to hit you with it before it even happens. I don't think anyone can actually accurately say the ceiling for Justin Fields as a passer, because dude, he has no one to throw the ball to. If you spend 20 minutes watching the games, you will see Dante Pettis dropping passes left and right. You will see Darnell Mooney on the injured reserve list. You will see Chase Claypool doesn't know the play sheet yet, so he's running the wrong routes. Equanimeous St. Brown is our best receiver. And when I say Equanimeous St. Brown is our best receiver, you know that is a bad thing. So I think the future is bright. The season has been really tough, but hopping over really quick, you know, the Detroit Lions have themselves a real opportunity moving forward. Again, they're going to get that Rams first round pick. That's probably going to be a top 10, son. You can either trade that out or you can use it on a blue chip player. You know, Jamal Williams, 14 touchdowns this year. Does that happen again next year? I'm not so sure. But a guy that you definitely want to bring back, Amon-Ron St. Brown, is turning into a budding superstar on the receiver's end. And look, your defense is still bad, but you still have some really interesting players on that defense. So that's something, a foundational piece that you can kind of build around moving forward. And the one that I have to give a lot of credit to, and I still don't think that he's the guy long-term if you want to actually talk Super Bowl, but Jared Goff has been pretty awesome over the last month, right? I mean, if you take a look, what is he at? 26 touchdowns. He's going to get over 4,000 yards for the third time in his career. And you got to give a little credit to that offensive line, that back, that 1-2 running punch with Williams and Swift. And the dude's playing well right now. I mean, I'm interested to hear what your take future-wise is for Goff, because, you know, you still got two more games to go, right? So let's not crown him as the future quarterback of the Detroit Lions. But I think anyone would be ignorant to say that Goff hasn't played well. Goff has played well this season.
All right. So before I respond to all that, which was great stuff by you, let me ask my buddy, my co-host that comes on the show often. Hey, Chops, can Joey jump on the Goff train or what?
You don't get to join the Goff train. You're off, bro. You're off.
You're off, bro. You've been making fun of him forever. I'm not allowed on, even though I've been trying to get on the train because he is balling out. I also want to say this about your draft picks.
Oh, baby.
I want to say this about that $125 million mentioned for your team in cap space.
Oh, baby.
I love both of those. I mean, that's how you rebuild. Like I said, even though I made fun of you in the beginning of the show, you talked me off the ledge when we had no wide receivers, when we had draft capital, when we had a rebuilding team. You are in that same spot. So I am hoping that your side can get it right, like Mr. Brad Holmes continues to nail the draft, and now he's going to be able to do some things in free agency as well. When you compare these teams, I mean, my feeling on the Bears is sort of like that incredible clip I played of myself months ago. I just knew that they weren't constructed to win right now, but they had all the things you mentioned. I'm still 50-50 at best on your quarterback. He's running around. He's putting up the running stats, okay? That's fun to watch. The injuries are kind of creeping in. I continue to watch his throwing motion. I don't love it. But if you can surround him with a few playmakers, add to that defense, you know, I see you being a very competitive, exciting future football team. But I knew it was going to go badly this year. Here's where I'm at with my Lions, because, again, people want to drink that Detroit Kool-Aid. And this is a half rant against those Kool-Aid drinkers, because everybody going into the season, oh, man, you know, we'd feel good if we see exciting football, if we're, what do people say, in competitive games in December, blah, blah, blah. This team started out 1-6, then they went on a tear. They got to 500. This place was going crazy. But now expectations are so ramped up that one loss against the Carolina Panthers, everyone's trying to bail off the Goff train, the Lions train, every train. It's like, hey, people, we're exceeding expectations. We still have a chance at the playoffs. And just imagine what we can do, as you noted, with a top 10 pick, another draft asset in the mid-first round, some capital, some money to spend. I mean, everything is going roses, but people's expectations are been really excited and almost too much so, if you ask me. So I think your team just needs to be patient, needs to use things and do it right. And my team and my fans need to be excited, but also need to realize what we're currently doing and what we will do, and not get so caught up in the moment of, oh, now if they don't win a playoff game, it's a failed season. If they don't make the playoffs, a failed season. If they don't do this, that, and the other, it's like, you know, let's take this game on Sunday for what it is. So I just need people to calm down, and you guys just need to be patient. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Now, look, I think there is a difference between, and I think this is how NFL front office people get to keep their jobs, where I've been using the term of, you know, a sense of urgency but not desperation with the Bears, right? I don't want these baby steps of let's be patient, and in 3 or 4 years from now, maybe we have a competitive team. I do think that because Justin Fields has shown a little bit more than what he's shown in his rookie season, I think it's very fair to say that they should kind of try and push the envelope a little bit and just trying to celebrate the level of competitiveness next season. as opposed to, you know, let's just keep signing bottom level, you know, bottom shelf free agents, use our high draft capital, hopefully get another high pick and see where we are in 2024. I'm not on board with that. With the Lions, man, I'm on board with you. I think this last stretch, forgive me if I'm wrong, I think you guys won six games in a row. I think that is a lot that you can build on moving forward into the future as an intangible for in terms of getting excited about your team moving forward. I am really curious to see what happens in the offseason with you guys, because I think no matter what happens this season, I think it's going to be a pretty much a positive outcome to this year. And, you know, again, if you are getting close, again, urgency, you really have to push the button and try and push that envelope to get you guys to the top of the NFC North if possible. I mean, so I guess my question for you, follow up, is I know that we're talking future right now. Let's talk tiny future. You guys are going to beat us this week. I'm not too crazy about how that matchup's going to work out. But that final week, man, that final week, though, I think win or loss also can be another, you know, another bulletin board material, another bullet point that you can take into the offseason. Like if you play Aaron Rodgers tough and you lose, you could still say how close you are. And if you play Aaron Rodgers and you beat him, then you can really say how close you are. You know, and what's your take on that matchup? Because you have to at least be super excited for that, right?
Yeah, I'll give it to you real quick. I mean, you know, everyone here, you have some people that are ultra excited, some people that don't want to let the past be the past. So some people are so scared to go into that Green Bay final game, smug at quarterback. There's nothing I want more, Joey. We're coming up on this Saturday where my Michigan Wolverines are taking on TCU. I hope they win. And you know who I want in that title game? The Georgia Bulldogs. Because I want a little get back. I want a little get right. I want to slay the beast that everyone says that is Georgia, the number one team in the nation. You know what I want in week 18 in the freezing cold in Green Bay is smug at quarterback, smiling and laughing and thinking he's just going to walk through the lines and break our hearts again. And we just smash him and get a second win in a row, and then we'll see where the chips fall when it comes to playoff time. So I'm all about it. Bring it on. You got to face it. There's no trying to duck around these things or weasel in another way. We want you guys this week. We want to take on that team and beat them in their house in week 18 and see where it happens. So Joey, we've went long as we often do here in the first segment, but I know I had fun. I don't know if you liked that first segment, but that was good for me. I think we needed, I'll have a little bit of that Detroit Kool-Aid. I'll send you a double side of cornbread. We need to get our sponsors in here and then come back. And we still got so much to talk about, man. You ready to do all that?
Hell yeah.
Everybody, we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, this goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Kool-Aid drinkers, back from the break. You're probably saying,
just give me that Kool-Aid.
Will do.
Just give me that Kool-Aid.
Giving that Kool-Aid to all the Kool-Aid drinkers. Thank you so much for this to our sponsors. Thank you for Joey Christopoulos being on the show. Bears expert, Believe, BLEAV Podcasting Network, doing all types of great things, whether it be Bears content, movie reviews, interviews, everything under the sun. So drink that in, everybody.
Drink it in now.
Joey, man, we had so much to get into, and we only got you for a short period here to finish off the back part of the show. We had too much fun in the front part, so we got to get rolling, man. You ready to do this?
Yeah, let's hit that back half.
Joey, this next segment, I need some music. Maybe this will get you going a little bit. Joey,
Derek,
that's
I like a whole lot. Fluid hips. Oh, sorry, I was doing my Mel Kiper.
That's the draft music, Joey, because your Bears are probably going to have a top three pick. So I'm putting you on the spot right now. With the third pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select.
Man, this is a tough question. I've learned a lesson here on this pod. This is a fool me once. So, guys, this is December 27th, 2022. This is not 2023. I have not done a ton of prospect research yet on this particular pick. But so obviously, my original inclination was to go in and try and see who the top tackles were going to be coming out in the draft. You know, there's the Paris Johnsons of the world. And then I slowly kind of started to sift over to where I think the national narrative is right now is like, who's it going to be between Jalen Carter and Will Anderson? And to keep it really brief, obviously Jalen Carter is a guy who could possibly be a three-technique game changer for years to come. He obviously has a couple knocks on him about whether he takes off plays or not. But for me right now, Derek, if we're not trading out of that pick, it is Will Anderson all day long. I think the dude is a star. I know our defensive scheme needs three technique, but is Eberflus even going to be our coach in 3 years? Who knows? Why don't you go out and get a game wrecker, get a game changer, get a superstar to pair with Justin Fields on the other side of the ball? It's probably Will Anderson for me right now as that pick. What say you?
Joey, you wanted my take, but you are right, my man. You can't pass up the elite pass rusher. Don't tell me about I need a big interior disruptor. I can find DTs anytime I want. As I know, Jalen yep. Carter's special. Every Lions fan, that's their favorite player in this draft. Give me Will Anderson all day, every day for my Lions. Obviously, I'll be looking at quarterback and defenders and BPA best player available. The draft will be here before you know it. The Bears, the Lions will both be loaded for barrel for the NFL draft, and you know and I know that's how you build a football team. So don't tell me about $125 million for free agency. You got to build your team through the draft if you want to do it right. I think the Lions will do it. You better hope your Bears do too. See how I ended it right on the music, Joey? That's what I do. I'm a professional here on the show. we could talk draft all day, but we know we got so much more to get into. So let's just skip down. I'm going to go rapid fire real quick. I've been giving all my great Kool-Aid drinkers shout outs. I've been putting their name on the pod. I've been calling people out. I only got one major call out this week. And usually I praise this guy on the show. But that's, I mean, he's got his own soundbite on the show. This guy is
Cornbread
Jerry. His name is
Cornbread
Jerry. Cornbread Jerry from North Kakalaki was at the stadium on Saturday. He said he was going to get a dubski, brought his family, brought his kids. Cornbread,
Cornbread!
Jerry, you didn't get it done for me. You didn't get anything done because we got whooped down there. That was rough. Lots of Lions fans, though, were in NC. We needed that W. The Kool-Aid drinkers and the SOL fans here are upset on both sides of the coin. Also give a quick shout out to my guy Aaron Bullock, AB, from Conspiracies Over Coffee. Joey, that's one you might want to check out, man. This guy's always just dropping crazy pods about crazy different conspiracies while he tells you about the greatest coffee that you got to drink. Interesting pod. Good dude. He's been on the show a few times. And then I just want to say, where are my Go Blue Kool-Aid drinkers at this week?
Drink it in, man.
We got a big ball game against TCU to win, to get to the national championship. You wouldn't know anything about that, Joey. Let's get this done. Let's run them out the gym by 15 plus. I'm not calling it a W. We got to play the football game. But Go Blue this week as well. That's my last shout out. So, Joey, I did those as quick as I could. You want to know why? Because we got Lions. We got Bears to preview for the people. So, you already kind of waved the white flag. It's probably because I ran you through the ringer in the beginning show. By the way, I did bookmark your draft take, so we got that for future shows. Tell me how this one's going down. Tell me what your team's going to do. Tell me what they're not going to do. And then I'll bring it home as I normally do for the people.
So Bears versus Lions. What the Bears aren't going to do is stop the run. prepare yourself, Jamal Williams. You have 14 rushing touchdowns. Could you end with 20 by the end of this week? Let's see what happens there. You know, look, I think we've been competitive in the first half of games right now, but we've lost so many guys. We've traded so many guys that, you know, even in the beginning of the season, we weren't a four-quarter football team. So, you know, I'm looking at, honestly, a pretty tough day for the Chicago Bears. You know, we do not have that pass rush. I mentioned only 18 sacks on the season right now. Our team leader in sacks is our rookie, Jaquan Brisker. That's right. He's a safety, ladies and gentlemen, which is music to the ears of Jared Goff. You'd like to think that he's going to be able to pick this team apart. We have been kind of decent in the secondary, but I still think Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to have a great game. And then, honestly, at this point, it's just getting really tough on the Chicago Bears side of the ball. I mean, we didn't have wide receivers to begin with, and now we're playing without St. Brown, without Mooney, without Claypool. I mean, we're running out Dante Pettis there on the reg. So it's pretty dire right now. You know, you like to think Justin Fields makes a couple plays indoors, but honestly, I don't even know if I want him playing in this game. I just want the dude healthy to go into the offseason. So if we're talking final scores right now, you know, I still probably like that 31 number for the Lions like you guys scored a month ago, but I'm probably going to go 20 Bears, 31-20 Lions win.
All right. Now, real quick, I'll follow up, a quick piggyback, if I will, about that pass rusher you mentioned. I think you said the guy's name, right?
What is your name?
What was his name again?
Will Anderson?
It doesn't matter what your name is.
No, the guy you mentioned.
Who is this Rudy Poo?
Jaquan Brisker?
Oh, I like Jaquan Brisker, actually. That's who you said? I know that guy. I thought you said name.
Yeah, Jaquan Brisker is our safety, and he's leading the team in sacks with 4.
Yeah,
dude,
Jaquan,
it's insane. It's an insane number. That is never supposed to happen on an NFL football team, ever. And
Jaquan Brisker's a baller,
though. Defensive lineman, I think Justin Jones has 2. I think he's leading the defensive lineman in sacks this year. It's been historically bad.
That second guy the drop applies for, I definitely know who Brisker is because I would have taken him in the second round. I know at Chops and the D would have taken Brisker in the second round when we were doing our live picks for the Lions, not for Chicago.
Yeah, he's a great player. Dude, I think we did a draft. I think you had him. Did you have him going in the first round? Do you remember? Or you had him going in the early second round. You were high on Brisker, and I love him. Great player.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's been better even than I thought, to be honest, based on what I've seen, PFF scores and how he's been playing for your team. So I take back me making fun of him, but that other guy you mentioned I never heard of. So the rock drop applies for that. Now let me bring this home, Joey, for the people.
And the people consist of the millions.
And Joey, it goes like this. You know who's going to just ball out this week? You know who's really going to do up your Chicago Bears? You know who's going to show up for the Detroit Lions?
His name's
Jay. His name's Jay. His name's J-Mo. The guy that has
Jameson Williams. Yeah, I'm into that. I can see that, man. Little double move, open in space. Sure, definitely.
He's got 5 targets in 4 games. He played 11 snaps last week. He saw 1 football. He's not being utilized. He does have the 1 deep touchdown. Jared Goff has missed him multiple times deep. This will be the rollout, the show out game for J-Mo. He's going to ball. He's got speed. He's going to catch balls underneath, run away from people. Can't wait to see it. And Joey, I mean, gosh, there's so much to get into with this football game, but I guess I'll just say this. I hate to keep saying about your quarterback, but he can run. He still can't throw. And I know one thing for sure. He damn sure can't sing.
Also, kind of a good singer. La,
I had to get it in.
Love. That was probably a 6 out of 10. I usually sing better.
Everybody's in.
Oh my gosh. My funniest part about that drop is the beep when that's really like one of those like camera tricks, but I think it's the beep of the person like saying, please don't sing, like dropping an F-bomb like you almost did earlier on this show to Justin Fields when he started to sing. Anyway, let me get back to my finish about the Lions. Who are the Bears' key players going to be? Who is the focus going to be on the Lions side? I mean, for the Bears, the people I got circled is Monty and Herbert in the backfield. You guys are going to try to bully us. You're going to try to run the football. You saw what happened last week. You're going to try to replicate it. Dan freaky Campbell is going to have his team ready and just be ready to rock and roll at home. The crowd's going to be crazy. I expect J-Mo and Swift to be dynamic, dare I say elite, in this football game against your Bears. So, Joey, I said it on the previous clips back in May. I'm said it in July. I'm doubling down. Give me 41 for my Lions to 21 for your Bears. Yes, people, that's not just double digits. That's a 20-point win. That's an exciting win. That's a blowout win because Dan Campbell is pissed. The players are upset. They need to get back on track because the week after you guys, we got to go play smug, and we just want to let him put him on notice that we're coming. We're coming for that win in Lambeau. I see this as a high-flying offense. It's too much for Chicago. The Lions are upset, like I said. This is like a no-mercy Karate Kid crane kick-type football game, or is this a Mortal Kombat finish? Finish them. That's what I'm talking about, Lions fans. You know what it is. So, Joey, often what happened, I got kind of crazy on the show. I took a few cheap shots at you. I didn't really give you all the love for coming on the show. I kind of took it to your Bears, but they do have 3 wins. My Lions have overly expected and played really great recently, which everyone's fired up about. So this is a really big ball game for us. If you can't tell, I'm excited. So should be a fun one, man. I can't thank you enough for coming on and having some fun with me, as you know we do here on the Kool-Aid Cast.
Yeah, man, it's been a real pleasure. I mean, I wish our football team was in a better shape to make it a better matchup, because I think, obviously, you know, the game that we played about a month ago was highly entertaining, right? Super high scoring, and, you know, obviously led to a really great finish. I don't see that in the cards this time. And look, man, I think you're right, too, as well. In terms of Montgomery and Khalil Herbert, I'm calling a prediction right now. I think that Carolina Panthers performance was an aberration. I think your run defense has actually been really solid the last 4 or 5 weeks leading up to that game. And the Chicago Bears are going to do that thing where they're going to give the ball to David Montgomery and then realize, oh, yeah, Khalil Herbert's a better running back. Give it to Herbert, and by then it'll probably be a little too late. So we'll see how that goes right there. But no, man, I mean, I for the entertainment value, obviously I want the number one pick, and obviously I want to see the Detroit Lions play the Green Bay Packers in the final game of the season with playoff implications on the line. And I'll be honest with you, if it's on the line, then I'll be on the Lions to take down, as you so accurately dubbed him, Smug himself.
Drink it in.
That's what I'm looking for. Honestly, that'd be super fun, and obviously great for your loyal Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers out there.
Drink it in, everybody. Joey tying a bow on it, bringing it back to the Lions fans as he always does. Go check him out on Twitter, on Instagram, on all the socials. Go listen to all his multiple pods. Go give him a shout out. I get so many reactions, Joey, every time you come on the show. Oh, we got to have Joey back on. Oh, you and Joey had a crazy fun show. Way to give it to Joey about the Chicago Bears. So we did it again, man, here on this pod. I know you got to run. Everyone check him out, though. And you could check me next week right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Care, everybody. We're out.
Pack the bags, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Drink it in. Yeah.